Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Rahimi Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
How do you weigh the pressing needs versus protecting those future assets that you need to build something long-term here?
You know, Ryan and I have a constant dialogue on players that might be available. You know, we talk nonstop about this, and we've been doing it for a while now. And so he's doing, like I said, all of his due diligence and making sure we look at everyone that could be available and that could help this football team in the here and the now. It is a balancing act. It's one that I think we have a really good process and a lot of communication on.
That's Ben Johnson. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And the NFL trade deadline is this afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern. Remember that time when we all talked about how perhaps the Bears would trade for a running back at the deadline? Then we got the news that Dio Odengbo has an Achilles and his season is over. What was your favorite part about the Dio Odengbo season? And did you put the Ziggy on Dio Odengbo?
Tell me what that means first, because you said that in the chat, and I was like, what do you mean, Ziggy?
The Ziggy is a term that was used on the afternoon show, Spiegel and Parkins, not to be confused with Parkins and Spiegel.
Different show.
And the idea was that when you talked about somebody quite a bit, that bad things would happen. It was almost like an ojo, if you will.
No, I did not put the Ziggy on him because Dio is going to be talked about one way or another because of the contract that he signed. It was either going to be he's really, really doing well, great signing, or he's not doing a whole lot. Bad signing. Right now, guess where we are?
Doesn't look like a particularly good signing. 3 years, 48 mildo.
Torn the Achilles and out for the season. And let's face it, it's not exactly like you're that similar to Justin Steele. You're talking about a whole 12-month recovery for some people.
No doubt about it. And I do remember the first day that Dio Odengbo was introduced in the Bears Theater, or their little auditorium that they have where they do all the big deal stuff.
Big stuff.
They roll them out. All the townspeople are there. Ryan Poles is up there. Everything is happy. And I had to go asking, why would you bring in a guy, and I didn't say it necessarily like this, but just paraphrasing myself even, bring in a guy whose the sack numbers are just not there for him. I think what was his top in Indianapolis, 7 or 8 sacks, I think, and the rest were 5 or below. And I'm even being generous, I think, in the numbers that I'm giving.
The pressures were high.
I was told to watch the tape, see all the things that he does along that line. And I get it. Like, and I was still, to be honest with you, I was still excited about what Dio Odengbo could be. I hadn't given up on the guy. But if we're being real about what he has done so far, he's flashed in maybe 2 games. And I might be being generous there, because the Minnesota game gave us hope what he could do, and I know he's made a couple of plays since, but I am not seeing it when I look at the film and where he's lining up and the different things that he does and how he affects
the defensive line. So 17 sacks in 59 games is not what you would call highly productive?
That is not highly productive.
That's what he's done over the last 4 years, including this year.
He has 1 sack here and 4 quarterback hits in 8 games. So if you're doing if he's out for the season and you're doing the math with the sack per dollar of the contract, that was a 48 divided by 3.
At 16.
21 tackles.
So that is a $16 million sack.
And you don't have to do that. You can just do it through the 8 games. It's still not good enough because, for instance, the quarterback hits the last 2 seasons in which he played 17 games each was 17 each of those seasons. Here, he's got half as many quarterback hits as games played. That's a drop-off.
So Let's do this math.
Okay, I'll do it.
Because this is where the trade deadline, similar to us talking about Jed Hoyer and having to wheel and deal, if you
wheel.
Will. Wheat thins. So Dio's at 3 million, 3 years, $48 million.
Uh-huh.
Montez Sweat's at 4 years, $98 million.
Oof.
Grady Jarrett's 3 years, 43.5.
What's up, GJ?
And you're not having to trade for another defensive lineman.
Well, are you actually trading for another defensive lineman?
I mean, it seemed to be the indication that if they were to go after somebody, that would be the need.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Trey Hendrickson won't come cheap.
No.
Kayvon Thibodeau, ring a bell?
Is Jalen Phillips available? Oh, wait a minute. No.
No, you know who got him.
Yeah, Philly, of course.
They get everybody.
Philly,
I guess the question, let's start with this. Do we believe that defensive line is now a bigger need than secondary?
Jeffrey Simmons?
I would say yes, but I want to make sure we're all in agreement on this.
Here's the hard part is, how long do you think Kyler Gordon's going to be out?
It's a fair question.
Because if you think it's even the slightest bit over 4 weeks, and you really think that you could be a playoff team.
Wow. Projecting him into the future, too, while we're at it.
While we're at it, in terms of the games he misses, right?
I mean, like, he's become... I think I told you guys this comp. I think it was off the air, but he's kind of like in that Mike Brown category, the former Bears safety.
Great when he's on the field.
Great when he's on the field. The best leader. The best, like, all the things Mike Brown had on that very talented defense, but he wasn't on the field enough, and that's what I feel about. Like, Kyler, not as good of a player. Like, if you just look at them, like, neutrally, probably not as good of a player as Mike Brown, but he's turning into that good of a player.
Well, the other thing is, how banged up is Tyrique Stevenson? Because we know he's not at full strength.
That was not a good showing on Sunday. Well, but here's my bigger concern. Please don't do the thing that other Bears before you have done this season, where you come back for a game or two, and then you got to be injured again.
Yeah, get all the way healthy. At this point, Dennis Allen, I know, I can only imagine the amount of stress he feels dealing with the shortage of players that he thought he would have. He has not had his full complement of players, not for one moment this season, with the Jalen Johnson at the beginning of the year. And even when he came back, I think TJ Edwards was down at that time.
TJ was down.
And so it's the understanding that this is a brutal, violent, not a contact sport, but a collision sport. And nothing is promised to you, not even for next week, but just like to get through the week. Because we've seen guys go to the injury report and be like, oh, what happened to him? He's not even playing. Oh, he's on IR now.
The only thing that I can confidently say is, based on, and yes, we know that the Bengals defense isn't great, based on at least what we've seen out of Kyle Manungai, I don't feel like the pressing need for trading for a running back is as concerning.
No, I wouldn't even look at running back. I would not look at giving up draft assets for running back, because I was told, one, the running back's room is fine. And I believe that.
Since he said that, all they've
done is just run the football.
Yes,
so
one of the top running teams in the league now.
And number two.
Thank God.
Number two in the league.
That is something we need to, we're taking the moment right now.
Yeah.
Hell of a job by Ben Johnson to be straight with us on what needed to happen, telling us that the running backs weren't the issue. Some of us looked at him like, what? But he got that right, and he got it better, and he even told us that he was spending more time with the running backs than with the quarterback at that time, or in the running back's room. So good on Ben Johnson for that.
I also think that defensive line, as we talk about the trade deadline here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, and what do you want? Be sure to, you know, text us, call us.
Tell us what you want, what you really, really want.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
And so we're trying to figure out what it's gone from what do you want almost like a luxury item to, man, I'm going to the store. Do you need anything? Because now they need stuff.
Well, we also just don't know the full extent of like Dominique Robinson's health either. Yeah, that's a big piece of this when you're considering the fact that the Bears are already 10th in the NFL in money devoted to the defensive line. That's what makes this really difficult. You are painting yourself into a contractual corner with the decisions you've made already. How much more money can you take on for a single position group?
It's a high ankle sprain for Dominique Robinson, which does make it a little bit scary. However, Ben Johnson did bring up Dom Rob yesterday without necessarily being prompted. I think he was talking about the edge rushers, and he did, you know, sounds optimistic that he could be back. So, let's look at what they have and what they could get. You have Dominique Robinson, Austin Booker, who made a play, and I think we all think that he still needs more developing, and you don't say, based on one sack this year, that he is going to be a guy
He's a great depth piece.
That's what it feels like right now.
That seems to be the standard for the Bears, though.
Right.
So are you okay with that?
When you say standard, you're saying his play is the standard for the Bears?
No, I'm saying like you were, you know, think about the numbers that Dio Odengbo commanded contractually, and he has one sack this season. So give that some consideration here. How much are you losing by keeping your own guys out there?
I'm glad Grady Jarrett's healthy.
I mean, there's not a lot of options. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Daniel Hardy, do you go really outside of the box and say, all right, Daniel, we're going to put you in a position to succeed. Let's go get it, Danny.
You had such a good weekend on special teams.
Oh God,
we're just going to...
This is the bad week to bring up Daniel Hardy as a possibility
also,
as a defensive end.
To whoever said cut Daniel Hardy on our text line yesterday, we are letting you call us, by the way. We'll do calls the next segment about the NFL trade deadline. And I don't know, throw in some show to thoughts in there if you want. 312-644-6767. I will say this. I am not in any mood to cut Daniel Hardy. He's been too consistent for too long. Was that a mistake? Yes. But is it indicative of what I think is a larger problem? Yes.
Yeah, he'll cut his coach, though, won't you?
He's their best.
Uber pool from Cincinnati.
Daniel Hardy is probably the Bears' best special teams player who made a mistake this past week. So not cuttable, not demotable.
But he wasn't one of one. He sure wasn't one of one.
Oh, absolutely. The whole collection of players.
Gotta shed those blocks.
Who do you blame for that? Yeah.
I like the 5-5-1 suggestion. Get a mid pass rusher just to help and a mid edge corner to help the secondary. And wait for the guys back, the IL guys back. Robinson, Stevenson, Shamar Turner, Kyler Gordon, and we'll be okay. It sounds like a great plan. It's just, I think a lot of the league is also kind of hoping for the same plan.
Where is Yannick Ngakoue?
There's a lot of injuries.
Is Ngakoue still playing? Because there's your mid. The Bears did that once.
Also, how's the sales pitch go from Ryan Poles? Hey, you're mid. Are you available? Probably because you're mid, you are. Would you like to fill some space for us?
312 says, is Hendrickson worth a first? Is he really hurt? I start to question how hurt he is, because would you willingly be associated with that defense if you didn't have to be? If you had something nagging you and you're like, you know what?
Especially when you're still trying to get paid, too.
Look, trade deadline's next week. I'm going to go ahead and preserve my health.
If there's one thing I have learned, and I think Mark Grody, you feel this, and Marshall, you've probably covered some teams. It's interesting how many business injury decisions are made on bad teams as opposed to teams that have a shot at the playoffs.
Every time. Every single time. I'm not shocked by any of it. I think 3 o'clock is going to be... I expect trades to be made between now and then, so I just wonder if the Bears are going to be in, or if they're going to see, I don't know, other teams in the NFC North adding things that they need.
Well, funny you should say that, because this was sent in to us by one Bob Tree, Robbie Triano. This is some breaking news. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. The Raiders are trading wide receiver Jacoby Myers to the Jacksonville Jaguars in exchange for 4th and 6th round picks. That is from Adam Schefter. Multiple teams, including the Steelers and Jaguars, had shown interest in Myers, who is scheduled to become a free agent after his contract expires this season. So Jacksonville's told you what they are trying to do this year.
It's crazy.
Would like to be in the hunt.
I'm wondering what happened to Brian Thomas Jr. Because apparently I think that's an indictment on his lack of play compared to his rookie season.
Let's face it, new head coaches want different personnel. And that's why this is such an interesting trade deadline. I think you're going to learn some truths about how Ben Johnson felt about players if the Bears do make any moves.
DJ and a second to the Raiders for Max with two X's.
You ain't getting Max with a second round pick.
No, that's a texter. Sorry, I should give
you full credit. Tell
you know how I feel about this. You've got to kind of get those out of your system before
it.
You.
I love it.
Before you kind of suss through other options. This is Raheem Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. And the reason that we are asking you this is your GM hat needs to be on. You just heard Jed Hoyer make a decision on Shota Imanaga. The NFL trade deadline is today. So what do you think the Bears should do? And frankly, I think if you have a Shota thought, we should mix in those calls too. Kind of the same idea. So 312-644-6767. We'll keep talking about the Bears ahead of this trade deadline. This is Raheem Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.